We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, this is Father Tom Burke of the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh, and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. This show spotlights the important work of Catholic education in our Catholic schools and parish faith formation programs. Catholic Education Plus is brought to you by the generous supporters of Catholic education, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh in southwestern Pennsylvania.
This morning we journey down the Ohio River to Emsworth and visit Nazareth Prep. It was established back in 2014 as Holy Family Academy. Nazareth Prep is run by the Sisters of the Holy Family as an affordable, innovative Catholic high school focused on college and career readiness. The school, founded on the belief that every student should have access to a quality education regardless of their race, religion, or economic status. Students are problem solvers, servant leaders, entrepreneurs, and resilient leaders, studying science and engineering, math, cultural literacy, and other challenging courses. Nazareth Prep also partners with local companies who hire students on a work site one day a week to help pay for their education and learn about tomorrow's job skills. Sponsoring companies, in turn, are helping to develop Pittsburgh's skilled workforce while creating a diverse pool of future applicants for themselves. My guests this morning are Joe Oliphant. He is the principal at Nazareth Prep, and volunteer and board member Mike Engel. Joe and Mike, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And the Sisters of the Holy Family are very near and dear to my heart. I was a former board member, and Sister Linda I know very well, and my principal at St. Pete's School, Sister Daniela Bronca, is a religious sister of the Holy Family. So they run a wonderful program, and Nazareth Prep is a wonderful school. Joe, how is Nazareth Prep unique as a Catholic high school? You talk about the importance of the path that students take, not just the destination, but the journey. But Nazareth Prep is unique.
Sure. So Nazareth Prep is a school. We have about students coming from about 35 different zip codes. Mm-hmm. Again, it's an affordable private school option for students in the region. And what's very unique is the fact that our students work one day a week in a corporate internship program. So through our program, they are exposed to project-based learning, have an advisory program, but the fact that they go to work one day a week is very unique and an awesome way to help students create and designate their path for post-secondary success. That's one of the key points for our school.
So it's a Catholic high school.
Yes.
And 9th through 12th grade, and they have the regular classes like a regular high school would, but it's different because, as you said, one day a week they go to work. And that's the unique thing of it. Joe, can you describe how the local companies partner with Nazareth Prep to help students and themselves?
Sure. So, there's over 100 partners. Some of the ones that to mention, PNC, Jim Shorkey, Duquesne Light, AGH, UPMC, Children's Hospital, Carleton University, MSA. We're all looking at those companies to help develop the skills in our students. There's a shortage of skilled workers in the region, and it's a need. And so the mentors are really critical in, aligning the skill sets of what our students need to the demands in the workforce. So the mentors are really key. They build relationships with the students and really have a huge impact on, helping our students grow, be resilient, and, having that executive presence, which is such an important skill.
That's great. Now, Mike, you're the general manager of a large car dealership here in the Pittsburgh area, but with your background, you relate very well to the Nazareth Prep students who come from all walks of life. Can you tell our listeners your story? It's a very interesting story.
Yeah, well, good morning, and thank you for having me. And first off, I'm very passionate about this subject, so thank you for giving us time to talk about it more. So, yeah, so, you know, my background, I check all of these boxes as a young child that was seeking more guidance, more mentorship, didn't have a lot of, you know, leadership or parental guidance in my life. Mother had me, you know, as a teenager. Father went to prison when I was young. Grew up in the inner city of Washington, D.C., and also in government housing of PG County, which is inside of inner city Maryland.
Prince George's County.
And so, you know, I check all those boxes. I didn't have grandparents growing up. My grandfather died at a young age. My grandmother died at a young age. And so by the time I was five, my father was off to prison, and my mom was 21, 22 years old, and I was 5, 6 years old. So moving forward past that, you know, I again, still just was always seeking something more, and in that public school system, never was really given access to looking for that mentor. And that's what I've been able to see from Holy Family and Nazareth Prep, and it's just an incredible connection that the students have with their school. And so, you know, I wish I would have had that in my life at an early age, because even through my teenage years, you know, I was fortunate that I went into the Marine Corps right out of high school, and I would say that was the first real mentor I ever had.
Sure.
And so, you know, this is something that I care very, very deeply for. We've been able to have a great connection with the students that we do have at Jim Shorkey, and we're excited about, you know, seeing these kids continue to develop and watching as they grow.
So despite your obstacles and your challenges earlier in your life, you really made a turnaround, and now you are a success story, and you're a great mentor now. How did you get involved with Nazareth Prep?
So I'm on the board for Greater Pittsburgh Automotive Dealer Association. We have someone who also serves on the board, John Poutier. He wanted to do a tour of Nazareth Prep. And so I used to do some work in the inner city of Washington, D.C., and tried to, you know, get involved with schools in D.C., so I was interested. We came and did a tour, and I was blown away. I was blown away by the staff at Nazareth Prep. Sister Linda was impressive from the very start.
She's great. She's a great lady.
She's amazing. Yeah. And just the entire staff and their dedication to everything that Nazareth Prep is about. Everybody from Joe to Kristen Goodell and Eric Gibson, and just the, all the teachers and how passionate they are about the students. And so it immediately gave me this connection. And then as I got to meet students, it just connected me even more. So we wanted to get involved. We're a local company in Pittsburgh that, you know, we've been fortunate to have a lot of growth. But one of the things that we teach our staff is that we want to produce more so that we can give more. And this is our way of trying to give back to the community.
What a fantastic way. The automotive business in Pittsburgh is very vibrant and very ingrained into the city and the surrounding areas, and it's so great that you can give back. Your company gives back and give these kids an opportunity. Now, Mike, Jim Shorkey Auto Group is your employer, and I bought my first Jeep back in 2012 from your auto group. Very great facility, great people working there. And currently, there are 4 Nazareth Prep students working as interns with the Jim Shorkey Auto Group. What are they doing, and what are they learning?
So we've been fortunate. We have now had a total of 6 interns. We have 4 currently, 2 that have already graduated, and we still have contact with the 2 graduates.
Great.
But we try to challenge them. So at the beginning of the year, we give them some time to try to figure out what their strengths are, what do they enjoy. You know, as an example, we have a student right now who told us that he wanted to have his own shoe store, you know, when he graduated high school. So we tried to challenge him on the challenges of owning a shoe store. How do you manage inventory? How do you know how much inventory to have? So we'll have him go and work in our parts department so that he can watch incoming inventory, outgoing inventory, you know, how to have all that cost, and, you know, how much can you afford to carry? And so we take each student and really try to find their interests, and if do they have any special interests, and then just try to match them up with the right department from there. We've had somebody in marketing who had expressed an interest in advertising. We have somebody who right now says they want to be in retail. They know they want to be a salesman when they grow up.
There you go.
Which I don't hear that a lot from 15-year-olds, but said he wanted to be a salesperson. And so we just try to let him spend time engaging with our customers. And, you know, it's really awesome when you see this 15, 16-year-old that was shy and wouldn't talk to anybody in the showroom, And then 3 months later, you can't get them to stop talking.
That's fantastic. So each student is interviewed, find out what their goals and objectives are, their career paths, and then it's like a piece of a puzzle. You try to – I like the gentleman that wanted to sell shoes.
Yep.
Put them in the parts department for supply and demand, the marketing for advertising, and then sales, obviously, in the showroom. And being in the automobile industry, there's so many different – offices, if you will. So there's so many different opportunities that you can place kids into that. And then they learn and they grow instead of just learning from a textbook. Now, Joe, Nazareth Prep has a very strong advisory program for students, providing regular guidance as well as college and career counseling. What kind of advice do you give to those students?
Sure. So the advisory program is really built on relationships. It's for us, it's a vehicle for us to socialize our students about our values and our expectations. And to be honest with you, it's just a way that we connect with our students. Social emotional learning is really, really important to make sure that, you know, kids aren't facing any barriers. So it's that family mentality. And that's the time we take to talk with students and check in with them. And, you know, it's not, it's normal for, once a month to have a potluck lunch, with the group. So it's a really way to connect, see what their needs are, and yes, the college and career piece is something that's discussed, but, just how do you, help build a pathway and have success in school. And then, even on the way out as you're graduating, what are some successes and ways of helping those students out?
So, Joe, when a student enters and enrolls at Nazareth Prep at the ninth grade, then do you start developing that interview process of trying to place them right away in the ninth grade versus the senior year? So they are interviewed and your guidance counselors start to figure out what areas that they're interested in
from
the beginning.
Correct. Mm-hmm. We try to see what their needs are, see what, some of the things that will definitely help students succeed. So it's placing them in groups, being very deliberate about helping students and growing through the process of a ninth grader versus a 12th grader. So there's some different needs at different levels, but so we can just be aware of how we can best prepare our students.
That's great. So it's a regular school day. They come to school, they have their regular classes, but then the placements, is it different days that they go to work, so to speak?
Correct. Right. Currently, okay. our ninth and 10th mm-hmm. graders go to work on Tuesdays, and on Wednesday, our 11th and 12th graders go to work.
Oh, okay. So they're not all out of the building at the same time.
Correct.
Well, that's great. Nice little diverse group and day of the week. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a moment on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, the pastor of St. Mary Magdalene Parish in the East End, Point Breeze, and Wilkinsburg section of the city of Pittsburgh. And on this Sunday, March the 29th, we are featuring Nazareth Prep, located in Emsworth, run by the Sisters of the Holy Family. And my guests this morning are Joe Oliphant, who is the principal at Nazareth Prep, and volunteer and board member Mike Engel. Now, Mike, some high schools automatically expect that most of their students will go straight to college, but oftentimes students don't know what they want for a career. How does Nazareth Prep take a different approach?
So I think Nazareth Prep, takes the smart approach, and they wait and try to be patient to watch the kids' development, and then I think they steer them to, a direction that is beneficial to whatever the kid is interested in. And I think it's we have a problem right now in this country where we're asking kids to make a decision of what they want to do with the rest of their life at 18 years old. Mm-hmm. We all talk about the increase in cost of education and higher learning and how much, we see it on the other end where we see kids come in at young adults at 22, 23, trying to buy their first car. They just graduated college and they have $100,000 in student loan debt, but then they're trying to find a new job because whatever they got a degree in doesn't pay them enough to pay back $100,000 student loan debt.
It's crazy.
So
yeah.
It's really, it's going in a better direction and taking, these young kids and saying, okay, what are you good at? What are you naturally good at? What are you interested in? Maybe you have some special talent or gift, and we try to promote that. And so instead of just saying college is the only answer, if somebody, really is good at working with their hands, they try to match them up with the right vocational school.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a kid that is good at working on cars, well, we're just going to connect them with a car dealership. And so we're really looking out for the best interest of the kid instead of worrying about our scores and test scores, and you know, what is our college enrollment rate and what is our college acceptance rate? And this is really more of it that what's best for the kids.
Yeah, there's so much peer pressure out there from students. Where are my friends going to college? Or the parents said, oh, we went to college and now you need to go to college. But not, college isn't for everybody. And there are a lot of kids now, 17, 18 years old, that they might not know what they want to do. And you just don't want to go to college and take general classes and then rack up a lot of debt. You know, not everybody knows what they want to do in life after high school. And it's good that Nazareth Prep helps our students look at maybe a trade school or go work first and then go into school. There's no cookie cutter approach for that. Now, Joe, Nazareth Prep educates the students in large part because of the project-based learning. How does that work? And can you give us some examples?
Sure. So students are still, you know, they're learning their reading and writing, math, all those wonderful things that are important. But our teachers are really deliberate about planning and embedding meaningful learning experiences into the classroom. So sometimes that's in the classroom. You know, we try to align those to, you know, a lot of work readiness skills, and we talk about 21st century skills. But what students are doing is they're working in teams, they're collaborating, they're researching, you know, practicing presentation skills. And, you know, when we have an opportunity to use our community, you know, we specifically schedule those things in the community so that students can, you know, utilize those resources and, you know, really make an impact in their own community. A couple of my favorites right now are our ninth grade team. You know, they've collaborated and are working on social justice projects. Mm-hmm. So, you know, being very deliberate step by step, helping students throughout the process. And, you know, at the end, their actionable will be, you know, on our student exhibitions and have the students all present on, you know, a social justice issue that they are passionate on. So it's not like opening up to Chapter 9 and doing the first questions. They are actively, you know, interviewing those in the community. They're actively researching and defining, grabbing, you know, credible resources and to get data on so they can better understand what their project is.
That's great. Now, Mike, in our first segment, you talked about growing up with a father who was in and out of prison and a mom who didn't know much about education and the challenges in your living environment. How important now is a mentor coming from your background?
So just having any guidance in your life is critical. But then if you can take the next step and really have a mentor and someone who takes, you know, a personal interest in your life, again, looking back, I really wish I had that. So growing up in that, you know, addict, alcoholic home, I wasn't even taught the negative impacts of drugs or alcohol. And so, you know, I think now when we see these kids that are at Nazareth Prep, I'm talking to juniors in high school that understand balancing a checkbook. I didn't even know what a checkbook was until I was in the Marine Corps. So I think having a mentor that's going to take a personal interest in what your future is and what your life is and teaching you to set goals. Like anybody, you could be any age and start to set goals. And so even though a lot of these kids from, you know, Nazareth Prep, some of them come from good homes, but I think what they're all looking for is just something more, right? They want to find something more than what just the traditional education system has to offer. Mm-hmm. And that's what's so great about Nazareth Prep is all the mentorship they provide.
And right from the beginning, ninth all the way through 12th grade, it's not just the later years, the junior and the senior year, but right from the beginning, their freshman and sophomore year, you're going into the mentor program and getting the basic life skills. And maybe some of the students are coming from difficult, challenging homes, or maybe the parents never had a good mentor growing up, so they don't have the good leadership too. So if you bring in some mentors and father figures, if you will, and good business people to take a vast interest in these children, then definitely you accelerate with that. Now, Joe, cultural literacy is another unique program at Nazareth Prep. Can you tell our listeners what that is?
Sure. So cultural literacy is a blended approach that we take to infuse English and history in each of the in a class. So in a traditional school, you might have an English class period one and history period two. We take those and combine both of those content areas, and it's co-taught in most of our classes. But it helps helps, you know, each of the teachers help support each discipline within the classroom. So it's blended. There's a, you know, this, the skills and the content are all blended together for the benefit of the student. So, for example, they were reading Macbeth and tying in the history behind Shakespeare. That was for ninth graders. 10th grade, they were talking about Hamilton, breaking down the lyrics, but then also breaking the history behind of all those pieces. So it was really interesting and interesting to see our students rise to, you know, reading lyrics and understanding the content behind it. From our seniors who are studying government and policymaking, it's just a really cool opportunity for our students and very unique.
That's really great. A little variety of everything. Now, Mike, how would you like your company and maybe others to work with students from Nazareth Prep in the future?
I think if we could have even more engagement. We do have our first student who's actually coming to work with us part-time, so he'll even get to spend more time with us. So I'd like to see more of the students have the ability to do that. That's tough with transportation and some of the you know, the underage working laws within Pennsylvania, but if we could try to get more kids to do part-time work with us. But please, anyone who's interested, you know, reach out to me directly. I think once you do a tour of the facility, you'll be amazed, and that's where it started for me. So you can find me at the Jim Shorkey Family Auto Group website, Mike Engel. I'll personally set up a tour. I think it would encourage all local companies to get involved just to give back.
What a great opportunity for that. Now, Joe, for families who are considering different high schools right now, what should they look for in finding a good fit, and how can they learn more about Nazareth Prep?
Sure. So I would encourage everyone to, you know, to go on our website, schedule a tour. You know, our admissions director is always available to set up a tour. And our website, www.nazarethprep.org, you can find that information. But I want to add one other piece to it is, you know, yes, interested families, but also if you're someone in the community that maybe owns a business and is willing to give some time to mentor our students, you know, it's a great opportunity. And, you know, that servant leadership is really key. And again, we're developing leaders and learners, so I want to extend that welcome as well.
So you're always welcome for new students, but also new businesses to come on, new opportunities for more internships in the future.
Correct.
And keep going that. And they can contact you at the school and Mike at the Auto Group too. Joe Oliphant, Mike Engel, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great morning.
We'll be back in a moment on KDKA Radio.
This week in our Plus segment, I'd like to continue giving a reflection on the weekend's gospel. And this weekend, we read from the Gospel of St. Luke, the beautiful passage on the road to Emmaus. Emmaus was 7 miles from Jerusalem. And we read that two disciples are walking on the journey and they're walking with Jesus, but their eyes are closed. They do not recognize that Jesus is walking with them towards the road to Emmaus. And their eyes are finally opened when Jesus sits down and breaks bread with them and shares a meal. Their eyes are open and they see that the risen Lord is in their midst. And I think that sometimes our eyes can be closed when we're full of fear or we're doubts or worries and a lot of things that are going on, including this coronavirus pandemic and worrying about the future, worrying about ourselves and our loved ones. But Christ is definitely in our midst. And let us open up our eyes and see the good that is around us. Continue to pray for peace and healing. Pray for a recovery. Pray for all of the men and women continuing to help those who have been infected with the virus. Let's open up our eyes and see the good that's in our midst.
Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus, and thanks again to our supporters, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. I'm Father Tom Burke. Join us again in 2 weeks at 6:30 right here on KDKA Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.